From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome. Nice to have you with us again. We're continuing our study in the Gospel of Mark. Our subject this morning is the men Christ called to serve him. But before we play some music and come to our Bible study, let me invite you to our missionary conference. Friday, May the 14th at 8 o'clock, we have the Reverend James Porter of Convoy Free Presbyterian Church in Donegal preaching. On Lord's Day, the 16th, at 11:30, we have the Reverend Andy Foster from Penticton Free Presbyterian Church in British Columbia, Canada. And at 3:30, we have the Reverend Leslie Curran, who is director of the Worldwide Free Presbyterian Radio Ministry. You'll be very welcome at any of these meetings, and indeed all of these meetings, so please plan to be with us. Here's the Woodville Quintet, and they're singing Brightly Beams Our Father's Mercy.
Brightly beams our Father's mercy from his lighthouse evermore. But to us he gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the across the way, some were fainting, struggling seaman. You may rescue, you may save.
Trim your fever lamps, my brother. Some first say
we're going to read some verses together, reminding ourselves of that portion that we had begun to study last Monday. Let's read from Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, and we'll start at the verse 16, where we read, Now as he, that is of course the Lord Jesus, as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little farther thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, who were also in the ship, mending their nets. And straightway he called them. And they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him. May the Lord bless this reading from his word. And as we now study it, may we have his divine help and guidance. Our subject then is the men Christ called into service. I have to stress, and please let me underline this, that those that Christ called into his service, those whom he made to be fishers of men, were converted men. They were born again. They were saved men. For such are the men that God only uses in the ministry of the gospel. Those who have not the experience of conversion have no place in the pulpit, no right to call themselves the servants of God. And I say that entirely upon the authority of God's precious word. Now, how do I know that these were converted men? These men who are named here, James and John and Peter and Andrew. Well, I know they were converted, for I'm told that in the Bible. They were the converts of John the Baptist. What a privilege it was. What a blessing it was for John the Baptist to point such men to Christ, to lead them into salvation under his ministry. Old John in heaven, you know, will always have a part in the success that the apostolic band enjoyed, because he was the signpost who first pointed them to the Lord Jesus. In John's Gospel, chapter 1, we'll read some verses to you. And I'm reading the Word of God. I want to prove what I say by turning you to the Word of God. I've said that from our very first broadcast, that this is a vital matter, that whatever we say must be substantiated by the Word of God. Don't ever accept anything that anyone tells you, irrespective of who they are, unless they can prove what they're saying from the Bible. Listen then. Verse 35, John chapter 1. Again the next day after, John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. That's the two disciples who were in the company of John, two disciples of John. They follow Jesus now. They follow on, passing on from John. They become the followers of Jesus. Verse 38, Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? They desired closer communion with Christ. Verse 39, He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he abode, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two, which heard John speak, and followed him, was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Oh, happy is the man who can bring his brothers, his sisters, his family to Jesus. Andrew did it. He brought Peter to Jesus. Verse 42, And when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. So there we have the men who had been led to a saving knowledge of Christ under the ministry of John, now following Christ as his servants. And I stress again that only converted men and converted women ought to be engaged in any service for God. Then secondly, notice that the Savior gave a very distinct call to service. We read back in Mark chapter 1, Jesus said unto them, verse 17, come ye after me. He directed this call, this specific call, to the two men who were in the boat, preparing their nets, casting their nets into the sea, fishing, Simon and Andrew. The call to service is a very specific call, a distinct call, a personal call. Come after me. Not all are called to the ministry of God's word. Not all are called to be preachers. Not all are called to be ministers or missionaries. It's a distinct call. But I want you to notice, thirdly, the response that Christians should give to the call to service. For we read that straightway they forsook their nets, verse 18, and followed him. And then further down, when the Savior had called James and John, we read verse 20, and straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants, and went after him. Straightway, no hesitation. No sitting down and saying, wait a minute, I'm on a good job here, the fishing's doing very well, we're making money, oh, I haven't time to go out and serve God. No. These were men who loved the Lord Jesus above all other considerations. They put him first, and they straightway left their nets, left their families, left their comforts, left their prosperity, and followed the Lord Jesus. That's the call that goes out today. If you're a Christian, there's a service for you to do. Follow me, says Jesus, and I will make you fishers of men. Listen to the words of the hymn. Blessed is the service of our Lord and King. Precious are the jewels we may help to bring. Down the passing ages words of counsel ring. He that winneth souls is wise. God bless you. Tune in again next Monday. The Lord be with you.
Thank you for listening today. We trust that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here in Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT783RN. Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT783RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 01-3655-61560. 01-3655-61560. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again next Monday morning at 10 o'clock as we Let the Bible Speak.